Guys,
I'm bringing the party to you.
Samsonite. I was way off.
Hold on to your butts.
Actually, I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
Great to have you on the Stephen Corson Show, where we like to talk about money, life, and everything else. This show is all about revamping how you think about money and how to use it to live the life that you want. I'm excited you made this show part of your financial journey. So let's get to it. All right, so today I want to dive into a little bit of a popular cliche. And a cliche, as you may or may not know, is just a phrase or opinion that is overused, and I love this part, betrays a lack of original thought. So it's just something that we end up saying all the time, and we kind of know what it means, but we don't ever really think that deeply into that. And the cliche that I want to talk to, actually, when you think about it, the word cliche is kind of cliche, because as I read that definition, yeah, that's exactly kind of what I thought a cliche was. But if you would have asked me to define cliche, I couldn't have done it that well. So that's kind of cliche of me. Anyway, moving on, the cliche that I mean to talk about, other than the actual word today, is that your net worth equals your net worth. Now, a lot of people, a lot of times, like, oh, yeah, no, that's so true. Yeah, no, I totally get that, blah, blah, blah. But do you really? And what does that mean? What does that mean, your network equals your net worth? That's something that I think, exactly in cliche form, we don't really think that much about. And even for the people that do think that much about what their network equals their net worth is, I would say even less, a significant amount of the population is not actively doing anything about it. We may accept the truth behind your network is your net worth. Like, obviously, if you're running around, you know, multimillionaires who have second homes in the Hamptons or something like that, then yeah, guess what? You're probably pretty rich. Why? Because you'd have to be pretty rich just to go to one of their schools or live in the general area that they would, you know? But that's kind of your passive network. Those are people that's kind of a lazy way to do it. If you're completely broke and you look around and you're like, man, the five people that are closest to me are pretty broke too. Yeah, you know, I guess your network is your net worth. You know, that's just accepting the cliche for what it's worth. But have you ever considered the fact that you need to take an active interest in who is in your network in order to impact your net worth? Have you ever gone out and reached out to someone just with the knowledge of, I know that this person has skills that I need in order to be able to make more money? I know that by networking with this person, they will give me a direct opportunity to either a job or a business opportunity that I am interested in. People who are doing really well know this. People who are growing their businesses, who are growing their net worth, who are growing their sales pipelines, people who have their overall net worth increasing dramatically, they know this. They know that if they are actively maintaining their network, that they're doing this. One person who I've been a fan of recently is Ryan Surrant, and he is a guy who does the show Million Dollar Real Estate Listing or something like that on TV. And it's one of the few shows that me and my wife can actually agree on and like sit down and watch together, because she likes very depressing medical shows and different things like that, because that's her world. And I don't like any of that stuff. TV for me is about sports, escapism, fiction, you know, something like that. But I do enjoy real estate, seeing the pricing, the valuations of some of these places. You know, we're building our third home right now, so, you know, I'm no interior design expert, but I do like seeing what other people are doing and getting ideas of the recent trends. So I enjoy that and kind of the business aspect of it. I could care less about the manufactured drama, but she likes both elements of that. So it's a good show for us to watch. Anyway, and no, I'm not being sponsored by them for this podcast. So anyway, Ryan Surrant, he is actually really savvy when it comes to things like social media. And he has, honestly, one of the best YouTube channels. I encourage you to go check it out. He does a great weekly vlog that's very topical. He does some cool real estate stuff. The guy is just a true entrepreneur, even outside. He understands media and he understands real estate, and he really brings them together in a way that I've not seen anybody else do it. And he has turned those not just into companies to make movies for the internet and different things like that, but he has really merged those two passions together, and he is selling multi-million dollar properties, 50, 60, $100 million properties, and he's doing it with media. And why is that so important? Because it is blowing up his network. So that's the thing. Network can be a whole lot of things. You know, the social network that we have, social networking, there is value in that. If you look at a lot of, you know, these people who have a million followers on TikTok and they've blown up recently, and now they're getting tens of thousands of dollars per brand deal, you know, making more money than they've ever made before, different things like that. Same thing on Instagram or YouTube or whatever the case is. There's money to be made in that network. So there's a lot of different types of network that we have to explore. You know, a lot of us may think of our professional network, your personal network, but what about your social network? Have you thought about that? So I'm going to dive into the social network on a completely different episode, because that's one that I think is something that needs its own episode. I really do. So for this one, I want to focus on the immediate network that you have. What what are the sum of the five people that you spend the majority of your time with? That's the network that I'm going to talk today about today. Then in the next one, the next part that I want to cover is who do you and your family and friends know. So the network that I'm talking about in this episode is specifically about your immediate network, friends and family. I'm not getting into your college network, not getting into social networks, LinkedIn, not getting into maybe a little bit into professional networks, but it's still, you know, from that cusp of, you know, family and friends, right? That's what I want to talk about today. And then I'm going to do a follow-up episode talking about other networks and what that means. So this network is your immediate closest five, that people closest to you and people in your family. So there's this saying that goes, you are the sum of the five people that you spend the most time with. Now that's really interesting. So if you look, your friends, your coworkers, family, the people that you spend the majority of your volunteer time with. I understand, like, you know, if you're working through the day, you don't choose to be, you know, with those people. So it's not necessarily that. These are the people that you choose to be with. So if you have a coworker and you love hanging out with this person, you know, outside of work, then yes, I would definitely include them in that. But these are people that you would consider friends, family, that you spend the majority of your time with. You are probably the sum of those five people. If you look at their net worth, it's very unusual to have five of the people closest to you have one be significantly richer or significantly poorer than you. A lot of times you guys will fall pretty close in the same kind of median area, you know, and there's a lot of different reasons for that. And it goes beyond money. There's, you know, you probably have a lot of the same interests as them. You probably act a lot like them. And if you, not saying you're all the same, but again, if you kind of average out between the five, you're probably going to get something that looks a lot like you. So if you look at the five friends, coworkers, family that you spend time with and you average it out, what do you think? Do you find that, hey, this is actually pretty accurate. I am a lot like these people. Well, guess what? If there's even a modicum of truth to that, are those five people that are closest to you, are you having regular conversations about money? Are you having regular conversations about wealth? Are you having regular conversations about time management and living your life on your terms? Are you having conversations that are beneficial, that are making you grow? Or for the most part, is it stuff that's not really contributing to any type of growth for you? That's something to really consider. This can translate a lot into what you do for a career, how much money you can make. These five people can have a huge influence. A lot of times, family and your closest friends are the biggest detractors you can have when it comes to either going after a passion, taking a big risk, and going after a new job. And it's not because they don't want to see you succeed. The majority of the time, though that can be the case sometimes, but the majority of the time, it's just because people don't want to see you get hurt. And when you take risk, you are more likely to get hurt. So they just want to protect you because they care about you. But a lot of times, that's actually the opposite of what you need. if you really want to grow, you really want to make more money, you really want to do things, you're going to have to take some risks, or you're going to have to do some things you've never done before. And you need people around you. You need voices around you. You need people speaking into your life around you. They're going to encourage you to do that. They're going to provide wisdom along that journey. Do you think about the five people you're closest to right now? When was the last time any of those talked about investing with you? Does that conversation ever come up? I don't care what you're investing in. Is it, if it's real estate, if it's crypto, if it's stocks, if it's Pokemon cards, if it's football, you know, gambling, like whatever. Like, are you guys talking about investing? Okay, betting on football and sports is not investing. But anyway, you get my point. Outside of that, like, are you talking about money? That's it. If not, if you're not talking about it with your close friends, you're probably not investing, or you're not investing as much as others who talk about investing do. I have a chat with two friends of mine. I haven't seen these guys in probably almost 2 years at this point, but we're still good friends. And we talk every day. Something about investing comes up. Something about investing comes up. One guy's looking to buy a house right now. Guess what? We're talking about it. All right. We are actively conversating about these things. Get people in your life that are actively conversating about this. If you're a bartender, you want to break into a different industry. You know what? I've been a bartender. I'm capped out at $35,000, $40,000 a year. I'm tired of living on tips, working nights. Guess what? That's a lot harder to break into the financial industry or get into a professional sales job at a tech company if everyone you know professionally only works at bars and restaurants. You will have to change your network if you want to change your net worth, if you're a bartender and you want to start making $150,000 at a sales job. You will. It's just the reality of it. Having connections in multiple different industries and at different positions that are not entry level will significantly increase your opportunities and therefore your earning potential. If you can make connections, whether it's a friend of a friend, take them out to lunch sometime. Draw them out. If you know somebody who's a manager, go to them and say, what are you looking for in an employee at your company? What does it take to get hired? I know I don't have the experience, but I want to try to get it. What do I need to do? And then go do it. Increase that relationship that you have with that person. People who are succeeding at something love people who will show initiative, and they love to reach back and pass it along. Okay. You will rarely find somebody who will just turn you down if you truly are sincere and you're not wasting their time. Now, this is important. If you're really reaching for it, right? Like, let's say you go and you get lucky and your girlfriend's brother's dad, or what, I guess that would still be your girlfriend's dad, but your girlfriend's cousin's dad or something is the CEO of a company, and he actually gives you a lunch. He actually goes to lunch with you on a favor, right? If you go there and you're just treating it really casually and, oh yeah, asking some questions here and flipping it, hey, can I get a job and plug in that? I'm not saying that people will love to help you just because you're asking for a handout. That's not at all what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that if you ever get an opportunity like that, you better come prepared. You better know what you want. You better know what you want from him, and you better be direct. You better come in there and you better say, you know, Mr. Smith, I know that you are the CEO of this company, and right now, I currently have no experience in this. I'm trying to get some in this field. This is my plan. This is what I'm trying to do. And I would love to get an opportunity at your company. How can I make myself more attractive to be hired by your company? That's the kind of initiative I want. It doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. You could have a completely crap plan. But the point is that you showed initiative. You showed that you had a plan. And that shows the fact that you want this, it shows initiative. It shows interest. Just those things alone, in my opinion, makes you extremely hireable, at least for an entry level position to get you some experience. Okay. So that's what I'm talking about. Don't waste people's time. Be intentional with it and grow your network. You will grow your net worth. So, with this, you know, one question that you need to ask is, who do you and your friends and family know? You know, a couple of years ago, my brother, he was coming out of college, getting ready to graduate, or had just graduated, actually. And he went into accounting. He got his degree in accounting, went into accounting, thought that's what he wanted to do, was a couple years in and realized that while he didn't mind the money and the numbers aspect of accounting, What he didn't enjoy is the fact that he was working so much harder than all these other accountants, but there was not any incentive for him. Like it didn't really matter. He could slack back and do, you know, 30% less work during the week. And, you know, at the end of the day, it might have cost him, you know, an attaboy or something like that. There was no financial incentive for him to work harder. He even brought in a couple clients. But at his level, at the entry-level position, there was no incentive for him to do that. And that just kind of rubbed him the wrong way. And I think the fact that he had seen me owning my own businesses, being in sales my entire life, I think that kind of appealed to him. And he's like, you know what? I want to do something to where if I work harder than most people, because he is a very hard worker, I will earn more based off of my efforts. And that makes a lot of sense. So what I encouraged him to do is I said, go and talk to everyone you know and ask them what they do. See if you have any remote interest in it. Find out if there's money in it, obviously. And if you do work harder, is there some level of incentive there? And sure enough, that's what he did. And he went around and I think he met with like 23 different people. And maybe that sounds like a lot. Maybe it doesn't sound like a lot. But at the end of the day, I guarantee you the majority of you won't reach out to more than 10. But even if you reached out to 10 people in different industries that you have some loose connection to and you were intentional with the meeting, you would be shocked how it could change your life. And sure enough, that's what happened to my brother. He goes and he met with like 23 different people. And then it turned out that a woman who was, he played basketball in college, and a woman who was kind of the team mom on there was the CFO of like a project management, or I'm sorry, a building services company, and ended up getting him a job at the company, did a great job, got promoted to VP, yada, yada, yada. And now he's in a point in his life to where he can kind of write his own ticket. You know, and he's very, much in demand, has skill sets, and is working at a level to where his title kind of commands, you know, much higher paying jobs. His network, even though it was a loose network, directly impacted his net worth in that situation. So ask yourself this question. If we're at a time right now to where people are reconsidering their jobs, people are reconsidering the way that they work at their jobs, people are reconsidering lots of things about work due to COVID. And, you know, can I do my job digitally, or do I even like this job that I'm doing anymore that I have to show up to and work for 60 hours a week? And is there something I could do for 40 hours a week that I could make just as much, if not close to it, and actually be happy? People are looking for these things. And because of that, you're seeing people resigning from their positions at record levels. So if that's you and you're looking to do that, start branching out. Is one of your friends' dads a millionaire business owner? Take him to lunch. You pay. Okay? Doesn't matter if it's a Chipotle or something like that, but you know, find out if he'll give you that favor, right? Can you get 30 minutes of his time? Know anyone in your family that's a VP at a large company? Same thing. Take them to lunch. See if you can get them for coffee or something like that. Get a drink with them right after work. Go into their office and meet with them. Whatever it takes, go make yourself available. Come in with a plan. Do you know anyone at your church, your synagogue, that's in an industry that you're interested in? Get over it. Go talk to them. Hey, maybe you don't know them directly, but so-and-so drives up to church every single day in a really nice Mercedes. Walk over to them. Hi, Mr. So-and-so. Hi, Mrs. So-and-so. Ma'am, I see that, you know, you're obviously very successful. If you don't mind, like, what do you do? There's this guy on TikTok. I love this. I think his name's Daniel Mack or something like that. There's this guy on TikTok, has millions of followers. Literally, all this guy does is walk up to strangers in parking lots with super nice cars. He says what the car is. He says how much it costs. Right. So you get the idea. It's like, oh, this is $250,000 car, $400,000 car. What kind is it? Whatever. And he walks up to the people and he asks them one question. And he goes, hi, I love your car. What do you do? That's it. That's all he does. He has millions of followers from this. And it's amazing. I love this guy's channel. And he's getting recognized by all these people now with luxury cars. And people have invited him to drive his car. You know, they've invited him over. And like, he's got job offers. Like, it's amazing. All this guy did was walk up with a phone and ask rich people, what do they do for a living? And it's amazing how people will just sit there and they'll tell him. And then he's just like, okay, thanks. And he has gotten that far in life by asking that one simple question to complete strangers. If you have any kind of ties to anyone who is successful and you go in and you are intentional and you show initiative and you show hustle, I promise you, you will get somewhere. Okay. Now listen, there's going to be the occasional asshole out there. Maybe somebody doesn't want to help you. They shoot you down. Maybe you're just not important enough. Maybe you didn't come off the right way. Whatever. It's going to happen. But the majority of people, if you come at it the right way and you do it right, they're going to want to help you. Successful people love helping others be successful. But successful people do not like people who waste their time. So if you set up a meeting, you better not be late. You better respond to anything they ask you to do, and you better show effort. There's such a lack of that in the world that if you do that, almost no one will turn you down because you know it's rare. I increased my network. I'm going to end on this story. I increased my network and my net worth directly due to one lunch that I have. There is a guy by the name of John Spence, fantastic leadership guy here in Gainesville, and travels around the world, used to run the Rockefeller Group, very successful business career. And now he's, you know, one of the top, I think, Inc., you know, 500 leadership speakers in the nation. This guy's written books. He gets booked for, you know, $50,000 and $100,000 gigs just to do like a, you know, hour speech or something like that. Like, it's like, this guy's incredible. He's so smart. Guess what? I can't afford to talk to him. I can't afford to book him for a session. But you know what I could do? I did run into him at a local networking event, and I did ask him if I could take him to lunch one day. And you know what? He's an awesome guy. And he said yes. Despite his busy schedule, he told me where he wanted to go. And guess what? It wasn't some super fancy restaurant. It's Conestoga's. They have one of the best burgers in the Alachua County, right? I could afford that. So I went and happily paid for everything that he wanted to eat that day. And he let me ask him some questions about business. And I learned so much in 35 minutes with that man, 40 minutes that I had with him, that I was able to take that and directly go in impact some things that we were doing with one of my businesses. Now, here's the thing. This is something he said to me, and this really shocked me. He goes, are you going to be an asshole? A-S-K-H-O-L-E, asshole. And I was like, well, what's an asshole? He's like, you know, they're those people that go around and they ask for a lot of things, but then they never do what you tell them to do. And then they come back and they just keep asking for more advice. But then you give the advice and then they go back and then they just don't do anything that you tell them to do. And then it just ends up being the stupid cycle and it wastes my time. And I said, no, sir, I'm absolutely not going to be an asshole. He said, okay, good. This is what I want you to do. He said, everything we've talked about, I want you to go do it. And then I want you to send me an email and let me know how it went. That's all I'm asking for. And I said, I can absolutely do that. And he said, well, he said, I've probably had this discussion with, you know, people like 50 different times. He said, no one has ever done it. And I looked at him dead in the eyes and I said, then I'm going to be the first. And guess what? I was. And I sent him the email. I responded to him about 2 weeks later after I had implemented what we did, what we talked about, told him about the changes it made, thanked him again for his time. And he responded and said, great to hear it. And guess what? He said, let me know if you ever want to have lunch again. And I'll take him up on that someday when I have something really important to talk about that's worth his time, because it's precious and I want to make sure that I come prepared. But that lunch cost me less than $20, and I earned thousands of dollars because of one simple change that I made from the recommendation that he gave us. It was as simple as that. So like I said, your network can impact your net worth, and hopefully this gives you some ideas, some creative juices on how you can use, again, we haven't even got into the socials of the world. We haven't even got like extending into your existing professional one too much. These are just immediate people in your life. What's the sum of the top five people you spend most of your time with? Do you need to swap out one of those five for some reason in order to increase your net worth? Who do your friends and family know? Who do you know? Who do you know at your synagogue, your church, your temple? Your immediate network, who can you just walk up to and have a conversation with? Do it. I promise you, you could end up changing your life, and at the very minimum, maybe you'll make a little bit better of a decision and earn some more money along the way.